I understand you both are backing Stand Up To Cancer this year. Just tell us why you're doing that.
In 2010, it was when I first found that I had breast cancer. I mean, Vince actually played a massive part in that because he found the lump in my left breast. So this was on New Year's Day in 2010. Obviously, it was quite a traumatic time for the both of us. But, you know, 6 years on now, and after I've had chemotherapy, radiotherapy and surgery, I'm much better. And that's with thanks to, obviously, research and the part that cancer research play in amongst the big picture.
Now, Vince, you obviously played this big part in finding the lump. Just tell us how did you feel when you discovered it?
At the time, it just it was sort of, oh, what's that? Didn't really think anything of it. Sort of mentioned it and sort of tried, oh, I hadn't noticed that, and oh, you've got me worried now. Well, yeah, I'll go and get it checked out, and the rest history. Fortunately, we found it early enough that it was treatable, and like Tracy said, 5-6 years on, she's touch wood, she's all clear. She's been signed off from the hospital, we've come through the other side, and we just feel that it's a chance to tell our story and to support the campaign, and to show that you can go through it and you can come out the other side.
I guess that the main point is that you want to encourage other people to, and other women and perhaps men, to make sure they check their breasts and make sure that if they do find anything that's not quite right on their bodies, to get it checked out.
Yeah, that's one thing with football side. Your awareness of your body with injuries and stuff like that. As a footballer, you're always you're aware of all that. That's not quite right. And we're fortunate enough in that industry to have the support of doctors and medics and the people there. And you can always ask someone, and you can always there's always people to go to. And I think the message is don't be afraid to go to your doctor. There's a lot of people don't want to go because they're afraid that it might be bad news. But what, an early bad news is better than late bad news. So the sooner you can go and do something about it, the better.
And the support is there, is it? Is it literally when you're told the news, you have that support there, Tracy?
100%. I mean, we were living in Bournemouth, obviously. Well, that's where we live now. But the Bournemouth Hospital were absolutely fantastic. I mean, we can't sing their praises enough, can we? Right from the first moment that you hear the bad news. I mean, Vince was with me, obviously. From that day, the support was incredible. The treatment they gave us was incredible. And I know, across the country, breast cancer is so treatable if you can catch it early. And, I guess our message and some of the stuff we've done with Stand Up To Cancer, it seems quite sort of laughable, some of the stuff we're doing, the fact that Vince found it but there is a real message there. And I think we've been really lucky to speak to a lot of people since we've been doing the campaign, and I know that we've made a difference to people's lives already.